This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for suicide bombing in Pakistan that killed dozens on Sunday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Happened at a pro-Taliban clerics rally in one of the worst attacks in Pakistan in recent years. Farhan Haq is the deputy spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General denounces all instances of terrorism and deliberate targeted attacks against civilians, and stands in solidarity with the government and the people of Pakistan in combating the scourge.
The Islamic State group says the attack was part of the group's continuing war against forms of democracy it considers to be against Islam. I'm Mike Hempen.
Members of the United Nations Security Council urged Russia Monday to withdraw its troops from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory. Ukraine's representative said Russia's actions pose a substantial threat to stability in the region and worldwide.
Ukraine remains steadfast in its pursuit of liberating its sovereign territory within internationally recognized borders and freeing our citizens from the horrors of Russian occupation.
A Russian missile strike on southern Ukrainian city on Monday killed at least six people, including a 10-year-old girl and her mother, and wounded dozens of others, according to Ukrainian officials. More Quran burnings took place in Sweden and Denmark Monday as the governments of the two Nordic countries said that they were examining ways to legally limit such acts in a bid to de-escalate growing tensions with several Muslim countries. Denmark and Sweden have seen several protests in recent weeks in which copies of the Quran have been burned or otherwise damaged, prompting outrage in Muslim countries and demands that the Nordic governments put a stop to the burnings. The Danish government said on Sunday it would seek to find a legal tool that would enable authorities to intervene in such protests if deemed to entail significant negative consequences for Denmark, not least to regard security. This is VOA News. Analysts say that Africa's Sahel region has lost a key ally who has been serious about the fight against terrorists and extreme groups with last week's coup in Niger that overthrew the president, Mohamed Bazoum.
President Bazoum's overthrow has raised questions about the fight against Al-Qaeda and Islamic State in the Sahel region. Experts say the terror group are gaining ground in Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali and Niger. The foreign forces pulling out of these countries are leaving a security gap that terror groups exploit, says David Otoo, head of security and defense analysis with the Geneva Center for Africa Security and Strategic Studies. The call for the military leadership to cede power and restore democracy has grown as Chad's President Idris Deby met with Bazoum during a visit to Niger. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Nigeria has saved over 1 trillion naira in just 2 months by scrapping a popular but costly subsidy on petrol and move to unify its multiple exchange rates. That's according to the President Bola Tinubu on Monday. And Tinubu was under pressure as prices soar following the country's boldest reforms in decades, with labor unions saying they have hurt the poor. In a television broadcast, Tinubu defended the decision to scrap the petrol subsidy, which he said was benefiting a few elites and that the reforms would help boost the economy. President said he was aware of the hardships the subsidy removal had caused and was monitoring the effects of the exchange rate and inflation on gasoline prices, adding that he would intervene if and when necessary. A court appearance but no plea Monday in Miami for the second employee of Donald Trump accused of conspiring with the former U.S. president to hide secret documents after he left office. We get more from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
During a radio interview last week, Trump said that he had turned over all security camera tapes the government had asked for. Trump has yet to enter a plea on the latest charges, and his legal troubles could soon grow. Trump on Monday lost a bid to quash a probe by a Georgia prosecutor into allegations the ex-president tried to undermine the 2020 election results in that state. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has indicated she intends to ask a grand jury to approve charges sometime in the next 3 weeks.
And that's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. A record 31-day streak in the Phoenix of daily highs of at least 43 degrees Celsius has ended with a dangerous heat wave that suffocated the southwest throughout July starts abating with cooling monsoon rains. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.